videos that define the growing tensions in the state of Karnataka in southern India. Students aligned with Hindu groups heckle a woman for wearing a burqa as competing religious chants are heard.
Every religion has freedom. They are following their culture and I'm following mine. They should let us follow our culture and not raise obstacles for us.
A few weeks ago, six teenage students were barred from wearing headscarves in the classroom. Those protests have now spread across the state, with more women demanding the right to cover their heads in class. Opposing them are Hindu groups. They've been marching wearing saffron-coloured scarves and shawls, and some hoisted a saffron flag. The colour is considered sacred by many Hindus.
Uniform is same for everyone, whether it is Hindu, Muslim or Christian. They should abide and wear uniform, and the hijab has to be kept outside the gate.
The state government run by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party has supported school and college administrators in banning Muslim girls wearing headscarves in class. The row has reignited the debate about minority rights in India.
That these Hindu supremacist groups are the same, you know, the self-same groups that since 2008 attack women in the same coastal Karnataka area for visiting pubs, for wearing Western clothes. Valentine's Day is coming up and the same groups will be out on the streets heckling couples, lovers who are sitting together and saying that you're not allowed to fraternize with somebody who's not your husband and so on. So these are extremely regressive groups. There is nothing feminist about their objection to hijab. They are merely trying to prevent any, shrink the spaces for Muslims in colleges and shrink the spaces for interaction between Hindu and Muslim.
The state government closed all high schools and colleges until Friday, while the High Court judges hear legal arguments and decide whether or not the law on constitutional freedoms is being broken. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.